You're listening to Destination University, a podcast for college-bound teens and the parents, mentors, and educators who support them. If that is you, you are exactly where you're supposed to be. Welcome to episode number 74. Is COVID widening the education gap? Four to-dos to stay ahead.
There is no guarantee for success, but there are ways to get closer to it when you do the right things. Who you surround yourself with is just as important as what you do. Finding the right people, the right classes, the right activities, and taking the right tests are all decisions that shape your future. Find out more today on Destination University with Dr. Cynthia Cologne. Dr. Cologne and her guests will give you the tips you need, whether you're a student, parent, or educator. Now, here is your host, Dr. Cynthia Cologne.
Well, perhaps this is a trick question, but I dare say the question is not, is COVID widening the education gap, but rather, how much will this pandemic exacerbate the already stark inequities in our national K-12 system? High school seniors wrestle with what to do and how to explain what their own education has looked like over the last 6 months. And at the same time, sophomores and juniors question what story they will tell in 2 or 3 years from now. I've been asked the question over and over again, what should my kid be doing now? What if she or he doesn't have access to teachers, sports, activities, or financial resources to get ready for college? And since preparing for this podcast, the most recent shakeup came in California, where the court ruled that UCs cannot use the SAT or ACT in this admission year. Hooah! I mean, things are changing by the day, and it's hard to keep up just for me. So I can't imagine what it's like for you to be a parent, a spouse, a teacher, and also your teen's college counselor. So, breathe. Okay, let me take some things off your plate today. Today, I'm going to share 4 realities, 4 questions that your teens should be asking themselves, and my top 4 to-dos now, right, that you can do right now to stay ahead. So, let me be clear. Yes, it is true that COVID is widening the education gap by the day. But I promise you, no matter your socioeconomic background, your teen can find a way to stand out, and they are likely doing it already. I believe this is the best time for students of all backgrounds to carpe diem. So if you are a parent of a college-bound teen or a champion of one, you don't want to miss this episode, so really just stick with us. Today, you're going to leave with 2 things. First, you're going to leave with insight into the college admission process, particularly as it's playing out now during COVID. And number 2, you're going to have 4 to-do list items for every high school bound, college bound teen. Okay? Yes, I know. It's a packed episode because so much happens literally by the day. So I've been adding and adding to this episode before I recorded it just for you. Well, hello, everyone. I'm Cynthia Cologne, author of the book Tips, Tales, and Truths for Teens. Welcome to Destination University. Consider me your virtual step-by-step college admission coach. If you are a parent of a college-bound teen or a champion of one, this show is for you. Okay. I know. I always like to feel funny doing that introduction every time, but there are people who come and are new. And so if you don't know me, there it is. I am so honored to be that you found me and that you are joining us today. So before I dive into this juicy goodness that I have for you today, I have to tell you to go to my website and download my latest resource guide. It's titled Suddenly I'm My Teen's College Counselor. Now what? 10 tips and resources for parents to stay ahead. And I dare say there's actually way more than 10 tips and resources in there, but I've sort of sectioned them off into 10 sections. But I must confess that I originally created this piece for the viewers of Chicago. I recently completed, some of you may know, a 3-part series on COVID and college admissions for WGN in Chicago. So I had created this resource guide, but I loved it so much that I thought all of you should have it. So I decided to put it on my website and make it available for everyone, anyone and everyone who needs it. And boy, do parents need this right now, for sure. So again, you can go to my website, Dr. Cynthia Colon, D-R-C-Y-N-T-H-I-A-C-O-L like Larry, O-N like Nancy.com. All right. You're going to click the button and voila, you can download the guide and it's really, really good. Okay. I promise. All right. So today we're going to get to four realities, four questions, and four to-dos. Okay, so you know how I like to do it. I like to break it down into sections for you and make it easy, easy, step by step. So we're going to begin with reality number one. Reality number one is this: the gross inequities of this time make this moment so great. I know it sounds crazy and counterintuitive, but trust me, 5, 10, 20 years from now, we're going to look back on 2020 and remember it as the year that changed the course of how we live, how we school, and how we thrive in our community, in our state, in our nation, and around the globe. There are a lot of things happening that are uncomfortable for us right now. We don't like them, but there are also a lot of good things that will probably really be here to stay. But here's what that has to do with college admissions. Colleges are in the business of solving problems, creating new platforms, innovating technology, and grooming new leaders, all for the purpose of shaping our future. So in order to lead the next movement, the next innovation, the next major solution, colleges need high school students from all socioeconomic backgrounds to sit around the same table and discuss solutions, not problems. So no matter your socioeconomic background, your voice is needed at that table. So really see this as an opportunity. And in terms of college admissions, really think that this is an opportunity for anyone of any background. So the first question I have for teenagers to ask themselves is this. You want to ask yourself, who am I? How is my worldview shaped? So whatever your gender, race, socioeconomic background, your ability, disability, sexual orientation, religion, age, or ethnicity, sort of the big eight, right? Whatever that background is, you also want to ask yourself, am I biracial? Am I multicultural? Do you come from a single parent home, a conservative home, a liberal home? Who am I? And how is my worldview shaped by those around me? Those are the questions you need to be asking yourself. Now, whether you're a senior or a sophomore or a junior, those are the questions you're asking yourself. Now, here is the to-do number one. To-do list item number one. Reflect on how your opinion has been shaped by your surroundings, your mentors, your advantages and disadvantages. This is your story. The more a teen can dive in deeper into who they are and really make themselves vulnerable with the reader, that is what will make that essay shine in this process. In our essay boot camps, at about day two or day three, we remind the campers that so far they've been likely writing things that are comfortable, what's easy to write, what comes naturally and really quickly out of their brain onto paper. But we push them to really go for gold. Gold in an essay usually comes in about drafts 3 to 6. Yep, you heard that correctly. Most students will get to draft 2 and call it a day and then submit that draft 2 to the college admission, to the colleges of their choice as they're applying. But teens have so much more to say than just what we call a surface. So I encourage you to really keep going, especially those who are seniors. If you're drafting your essays now, keep writing and really keep drafting and drafting until you find that vulnerable spot. And it doesn't have to be a sad, sappy story. I'm not saying that. It just has to be authentic to you. Okay. For sophomores and juniors, remember, you're writing your story even now. So what you are doing or not doing becomes who you are. So choose wisely on how you spend your time, okay? All right, let's move on to reality number two. This is not about advantage. This is about what you do with your advantage or in spite of not having one, okay? So as this is titled, is COVID widening the education gap? This is an easy question. Yes, of course it is. But as it has to do with college admissions, it's always going to be about what are you doing? Given your resources, what are you doing? What are you accomplishing? That is the training I got when I was a college admission officer at Vassar College. That is the ultimate question I had to ask myself every time I read a new application. Okay. So for the next few years, acceptance letters are going to be equally determined by your grades, as well as your character, your values, and the impact you've had on others. Okay. So just keep that in mind as we move through today's four realities. Now, my worry that my colleagues do share is this. Millions of public school students are simply not getting the education that they need to stay stimulated, engaged, and productive. So I need to tell you a few more realities and then give you your questions and to do. So the other reality is that the high school that you're applying to does matter for these three reasons. So pay attention if you aren't paying attention, okay? Number one. Applicants are compared to other applicants from your school group. This is especially true for private colleges. So let me explain. Colleges know how many honors and AP or IB courses are offered from each high school. So you want to be sure that you're focusing on what matters most, which is your grades and taking challenging courses offered from your high school. Number two, why does this matter, you know, in terms of where you go to high school? Historical data will play a role in admissions. So in other words, which applicants from your high school were successful in the past, okay? So if nobody from your high school has been admitted to or has applied in many years, that could present an obstacle, an extra obstacle to getting admitted, okay? So you really wanna know who has kind of come before you or gone before you from your high school. And point number three is to why the high school that you come from matters. Your high school helps colleges understand the context from which you come from. So what I mean by this is applicants from under-resourced schools and school districts are evaluated differently than those from highly resourced districts. So trust me when I tell you that admission officers do their best to know and understand the schools from which their students come from. Okay. So in my to-do, I'm going to explain how you find all of this information and how you can take control. But here's the question that as teenagers you must ask. Elvis is right here snuggled up with me, wanting attention, of course, in the most inopportune time. Okay, I digress. Question number two. Given the resources at my high school, am I doing everything I can to challenge myself? In other words, am I taking advantage of every opportunity possible right here in my own backyard? Okay. Ooh, that's a good question, right? Parents, really, you want to ask your teen this question, maybe tonight when they come home. Okay. Well, when they come home, when they are done with school. So many of you are already at home. So the to-do item from this section is this. I need you to get a school profile. If you've been following me for a while, you know that this is something I always harp on. You need a copy of your school profile. The school profile is going to provide you with three key pieces of information. One, it will show you the list of honors, AP, or IB courses that are offered at the high school. Two, it will offer the GPA distribution of the most recent senior class. And number three, it will should also offer a list of colleges that students have been admitted to or attended in the last few years. So you need to know this information because this is like what colleges use to understand and evaluate your application. In like a recent survey I did, I asked college admission officers, you know, is it me? Like this is what we used when I was in admission at Vassar. It was like my Bible. Like I open up the file, I'd look for the school profile and then use the school profile to help me understand the student. And I want to say like 90 people responded and I want to say something like 80 of them said, yes, we use it nonstop. So there you have it. You need a copy of your school profile. Now, many of them are redone, so they're edited they're edited and updated. So they're probably working on it right now, but that doesn't mean you couldn't find one that's 1 or 2 years old, probably if you just Google it. So if you Google your high school name followed by the words school profile, so for my high school was Bellflower High School, I would type in Bellflower High School school profile, and then it should come up, okay? And if it doesn't come up, just ask the counselor for a copy. That is what they use to send to colleges, okay? All right, and then also, this is one of those tips in my handy dandy guide. So don't forget, please go to my website and download this free gift I have for you. It's so good. These top 10 resources, tips and resources. Okay, now, here's the thing. Parents, for you, I know you're trying to find ways to supplement the education of your teen because maybe they're not challenged enough in school right now. So I have a solution for you. I want you to give them this problem to solve. So curious students love to be challenged. So let them know that you want them to think about ways that they could spend their time and tell them it doesn't have to be school related or academic. But just say this, if you could spend 5 hours a week doing anything you wanted to do, what would that be? And then followed by, and how can you find a way to make that happen? Okay, so I'm going to give you an example. If your teen has little or no access to a smart device or Wi-Fi, how can you access more books to read? If she or he loves to tinker, which neighbor will let her fix a broken microwave? If he is an athlete, how can they create a space somewhere in the inside or outside to consistently work on their skills? Okay. All right. So think about how to just be a little bit more creative with given our situation. So again, no matter the socioeconomic background, 2020 is a year of solutions, not problems. That's really what I want you to take away from this point. I want you to consider this pandemic and who needs help and care, the anti-racism, the BLM movement, like what do you value and how can you contribute? This is also a presidential election year. So how can, you know, teenagers get involved even now, even before the age, you know, they're able to vote? Okay, lots of solutions to offer. So be solution oriented rather than problem oriented. Okay, we are already to reality number three. Reality number three is about impact leadership versus involvement. I started off by saying a lot of people ask me, how should my kid get involved? What should my kid be doing right now? There's, you know, little or no access to this or that or the other. So, you know, what can we do? So I want to share with you that at Vassar, there was this, when I was there and doing college admissions, at the top of the file, and it was paper file back there, so back then. So at the very top of my evaluation sheet, there was a blank line. And if the student was the student body president, a team captain of a major sport on campus, a Girl Scout Gold Award or Eagle Scout, the editor-in-chief of the newspaper or yearbook, or a state or national champion, that item went at the very top of the file notes. So what did they have in common? Well, you know, when I'm talking to students, I ask them the same question. They often respond with things like, well, their dedication and respect, and they're resourceful, they take initiative, passionate, et cetera, courageous leaders, et cetera. And that's all true. So you want to think about what kind of impact you're having. So let me give you a couple of examples to really illustrate my point. In my book, Tips, Tales, and Truths for Teens, tale number 10 is called How We Service Our Communities. So many students do ask the question of like sort of what to do and how to be involved. And many families and students often, at least up to now, maybe, think that doing community service is the ultimate way to get admitted to, you know, colleges. So that particular tip, tale, and truth, it shares examples of Kendra, Roy, and Kelby and how they give their time, their talent, or their treasure for different community organizations. Now, these stories and these tales in the book are all based on real-life students. So this particular tale, tale number 10, offers some solid examples of, you know, community service. And it's all good stuff. Okay, fabulous to emulate those students, Roy, Kendra, and Kelby. But I want to share with you that in chapter 4, which is entitled Your Leadership Plan, It's tales number 14, 16, and 17 that offer real examples of impact leadership. In other words, each of these students did something greater than themselves, leaving an impact on a particular community. So I'll give you these three examples. So taking those same words, time, talent, or treasure, which I always tell students, that's how you want to give your, you know, give back, either through time, through talent, or treasure. So the first one, tale number 14, is about giving time. It's called Leadership Doesn't Always Come in a Title. So in his senior year, Wayne was faced with the reality that the varsity football team would be canceled as a senior, like weeks before school opened. So he had two choices. He could transfer out of the high school, and like many of his peers did, like 20 other seniors had transferred out, or he could stick with his alma mater, which, by the way, his mother had also gone to school there, so he was a legacy. So he could choose to stick it out with his alma mater and spend his senior year playing football as a JV player, as a junior varsity member, right? Imagine that, being a senior and playing on the JV team. But once Wayne was resolved in his decision, what he does for his teammates and his school that year is really remarkable, okay? So that's one example of impact leadership. Tale number 16 is called Take a Stand, Take Action, and Take on the World. It's really about this student, Kathy, using her talent. So this is a story about how racism at a private prep school divided a community. Kathy O, as she's called in the book, is the leader of the school's diversity club. She decides that she's not going to tolerate such behavior on her campus. So she puts her talents of creating movies into action, and unbeknownst to her, that one action changes the policies and the direction of what happens for the next several years at the all-girls prep school. Oh, that's probably one of my favorite tales in the book. Okay, tale number 17 really focuses on treasure, leaving impact through treasure. And treasure is usually students who like to fundraise for organizations. So fundraising, meaning actual money, monetary, or in-kind gifts, okay? So this tale number 17, is called Rose-Colored Glasses. The character's name is Olivia, and Olivia grows up with an eye surgeon, a father who is an eye surgeon. And she would always tag along with him when he was doing community service on the weekends and doing eye clinics for free. And pretty young, she wanted to find ways to get eyeglasses to children in need. So her little small idea at the age of 11 grows over time. And by the time she was a high school sophomore, she'd collected and given away over 500 pairs of eyeglasses. Yep. It's also one of my favorites. That whole chapter is really great. So these three examples show the impact just one focused activity can have on a community. Okay, do you see the difference? So I just want to share with you that one event or one mission that leaves an impact on a community will always trump a laundry list of activities. So just want you to keep that in mind. This is a reality. Again, to go back to, this is all about solutions, not problems. So think about that. So question number three. So part of this here is for teens to ask themselves, what am I good at? What would I change? What matters most to me? And how can I take action? How can I get this moving? Okay, let me ask those four questions again. What am I good at? What would I change? What matters most to me? And how can I take action? So to use this example, Kathy O, right, the diversity movie situation, scenario, her answers would have been, what am I good at? I'm good at making movies. What would I change? I would change the way students and teachers think about racism on this campus. What matters most to me? Well, diversity. I'm the president of the diversity club, so diversity matters most to me. And how can I take action? Meaning, how can I bridge the thing that I do really, that I'm really good at, with the thing that most matters to me? So she took action by creating a movie and producing it for her peers. Okay, that brings me to your to-do list item number three. Here it is. What can you do to improve yourself or contribute to the lives of others in a way that gets you excited? And when you can do that, that's where you start to find solutions, okay? So again, I want you to think about, okay, let me give you some examples here. Let's see. You can, I've got some websites that you can go to, and these, and this particular one, projectgivingkids.org, is also on that tips and resource guide. It's one of them. But one that's not on there is Postcards to Voters. It's not on there because it's very timely. I mean, if you wanted to do something about the election year, Postcards to Voters is something that you've got to do right away because the election is right around the corner. Okay, so I want you to think about what are you going to do? How are you going to take your idea of what you do well and what you're most excited about, what you're passionate about, and bridge those things together? Now, I will say that projectgivingkids.org has an annual Create the Change Day, and this year they're also having a Create the Change Week in November. Actually, I think it's the second week of November. So that is one way to get involved right away and start leaving an impact. Also, you want to play around with different websites from my tips and resources guide to get some ideas, right? So your idea for something big and leaving an impact typically comes from doing something smaller. So little bits of community service here and there can often lead to a bigger idea. So I don't want you to think that I am poo-pooing little ideas and little community service projects. Not at all. I want you to do those things. But once you do have a passion, I want you to get that into action. Find a cause that matters to you and get busy. Okay. And again, don't forget to download those top 10 tips and resources that will have some good stuff for you to think about. Okay. That brings us to reality number four. Reality number four is you need to capitalize on the 1,400 plus colleges that are going test optional or that have already gone test optional. And I think the list is growing. So this section right now is mostly filled with to-dos, all right? I just wanted to give you some practical advice. You know, I like to say, okay, just jump into action and do these things. So I'm going to just get right to it. So my first basically sort of to know and to do is financial aid and scholarships. Okay, so here's the reality about financial aid. Colleges will be lean on financial aid and scholarship dollars in the coming years. So apply for financial aid on time and start hunting for scholarships now, okay? So parents of seniors, I want you to make sure that you apply for FAFSA after October 1st. Be sure to find your state deadline and apply on time, if not early. And if you have a teen that's applying to private schools, you will need to also complete the CSS profile, which is long and tedious, but it can be found on collegeboard.org. It's called the CSS profile. It is long and tedious. I would encourage you to get that done and submitted by December. But each college that your teen is applying to has its own deadline. Okay, but for parents of all college-bound teens, I want you to really do this. It is never too early to start applying for scholarships, even if your child is a freshman, sophomore, junior in high school. You can apply. There are scholarships that you can sort of basically apply for and sort of bank those dollars until your kid goes off to college. So again, in my resource guide, I have a number of options there, but two of my favorites are goingmary.com and niche.com. Okay. So it gives you the links there in the resource guide. So, okay. I know so much to do and think about and, you know, just to stay afloat, much less ahead. Okay, so number two, this is sort of, again, this is mostly filled with to-do items in this section four. So to-do item number two is to really build a dream college list that will maximize choices in the spring. So I feel like many families, many students are going to sort of go crazy and apply to a lot more colleges this year because of the test optional and just because nobody knows how applications will be reviewed. And so I think a lot of people are going to just throw their hat in the ring in a number of schools. I don't want that for you. I want you to be strategic about where you apply, okay? So I do want you to think about adding one or two dream colleges back to your list. So for colleges that you were already academically qualified for, but maybe you were thinking, I'm just a little bit outside the reach of that, so I'm not going to add it to my list. This could be an opportunity to say, okay, I think I'm going to try that one or two schools, and maybe I'll get a yes from one of those. You just never know, right? But what I mean by throwing your hat in the ring, and that's maybe not useful, is, you know, don't throw your hat in the ring for HYPRS just for show, right? Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Stanford, all this. Lay down, Papa. Lay down. You know, you have to be already academically qualified. So for any college you're applying to, all right? So here are my suggestions. I want you to do this. Add an out-of-state college, a public out-of-state college to your list. Colleges will need the extra tuition dollars that come from out-of-state students for other public schools, okay? So for example, if you live in Colorado, and you want to apply to one of the UC schools, you know, then you do that because it's for UCLA, it's like three times the amount, right? For an in-state student versus out-of-state student. Maybe you live in Ohio, you're going to apply to Michigan schools or vice versa, things like that, okay? So add an out-of-state public institution to your list. The other thing I recommend is being sure that you have a range of options with in-state colleges. So many families are choosing to stay closer to home right now, again, with the uncertainty of COVID. Many families, even this year, made choices to stay closer to home instead of maybe they were thinking before they were going to go out of state. So it's going to likely drive up the competitiveness within state, okay? So for example, I live in California. Many of my private clients and campers, you know, I've just said you want to make sure you have a range of options that you're applying to for the Cal State system and the UC system, because my prediction is many, many more students will apply to stay close to home, okay? All right, number three to-do list in this section, number four. I want you to improve your chances of being admitted, no matter what grade you're in, whether you're a freshman, sophomore, junior, and maybe even for a senior as well. The best way to improve your chances for college admissions right now is to improve your grades and your rigor of curriculum, period. Okay? So I really want to drive this point home. I know I sort of talked about it in one of the other points above about getting a school profile and taking challenging courses. But I am all too aware that some schools restrict entrance to honors and APs at the high school, right? So in other words, all students are not always eligible or able to access honors and AP courses at their own high school. I know, sad but true. So here is some practical advice and some resources to get the courses your teen needs to stay ahead. So first, it is not too late. If it's not too late, ask the school counselor to enroll in an extra honor or AP or IB course this year. Depending on what time, when you're listening to this, it could be well past the time to do that. So if that is not an option, here are three websites to add challenging courses to your transcript. Are you ready? You want a pen and paper for this because this is not on my tip sheet because I added it recently. Okay, here are three websites. First, it's called UC Scout. So this is for my Californias. This is for high school students that you want to find UC approved courses right here on demand. I guess it would be for out-of-state students as well, right? If you're planning to apply to UCs. So if I read the site correctly, this is free for students enrolled in California public schools. So check out ucscout.org. It's ucscout.org. Okay. The second website I have for you is laurelsprings.com. It's an accredited online private school. And for nearly 30 years, they've been serving college-bound teens. I actually remember being at Marymount High School, and many students would take courses there for the summer, you know, online, or sometimes if they had to remediate a course, they would use Laurel Springs. But it's an accredited and has a good reputation. The third website that you should Google is BYU Online High School. BYU Online High School. There are over 250 courses offered by certified teachers. And so BYU can be an option to get a course that you need or want on your transcript, okay? Again, so if you're trying to beef up your your college transcript or your high school transcript for colleges, those are three sites that you can take a look at and add courses. Okay? All right. Oh, I'm breathing. I know. It's all we can do to just get up every day. That is a lot of information. So if you're still listening, thank you for sticking with me. And this is such an important topic. I know. And so thank you for sticking with me. But here's what I'd like to do before I let you go. I want to call on all parents, school leaders, mentors, and coaches that are listening right now to do your part. COVID is just brought so much uncertainty, but also, in my opinion, a lot of opportunity as well. So pivotal moments, as defined by Dr. Roberta Espinosa, is an educational pivotal moment occurs when a college-educated adult, such as a teacher, a counselor, an academic professional, or professor, makes a concerted effort to support and mentor a disadvantaged student in either an informal or an official role. Okay, I just let that sink in. I want to say that now is the time to encourage all students to apply to four-year colleges and universities. This is what students need now more than ever, is a way to alter the trajectory of his or her family. Your words of positive encouragement will plant a seed that will grow and grow in their head. Teenagers, I dare say all students, all kids, but teenagers need adults to believe in them. And not all students get what they need from home. So we need you to believe in them, to see them, to recognize their specialness. Don't we all want some just recognition and just feeling valued and that someone believes in us? So as a call and as a challenge to all mentors and school leaders and champions of college-bound teens, I want you to do this. Say to a teen, I'm proud of you, or you're so smart, or where are you going to apply to college this year, or next year, or 3 years from now, whatever year they are. Or even ask this, how can I help you with your college application? Isn't that beautiful? Oh my God. Yes, we all need to do our part so that we all keep growing and keep improving our lives and the lives of those around us. Okay. Well, my friends, that is all I have for you today. Thank you so much for tuning in to Destination University. I'm Dr. Cynthia Colon. If this episode has in any way helped, fueled, or inspired you, please share this episode with 3 people in the next 30 minutes. Thank you so much for listening. You can subscribe to Destination University wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're feeling a little extra loving today, please give us a review in iTunes. It sure does help a lot. Offering a review helps other parents of college-bound teens find the support and information they need to champion their own teen. So help us grow the community of informed families across the nation. I thank you for joining the movement. And as a reminder, I would love it if you would join the Facebook group also called Destination University. That's where we have other parents of college-bound teens, parents and champions of college-bound teens right there. And that's where I give my extra insider scoop. Okay? All right. That's all I have for you. I'll be sure to see you next week, same time, same place. Until then, wherever you are, may you have a happy and sunny day. Bye for now.
Thank you so much for listening this week to Destination University. Be sure to join Dr. Cynthia Colon again next Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel and get one step closer to your success. Are you ready to become the applicant every college wants to admit? Would you like to become the adult that models success? Then join the thousands of students, parents, and educators who have found the perfect solution. Dr. Cynthia Colon, author of Tips, Tales, and Truths for Teens, offers motivational and empowering workshops and keynote addresses for your school or organization. She fuels confidence in students on their road to university life. Cynthia coaches parents, educators, and professionals to model a success mindset for students. Go to drcynthiacolone.com to book her to speak, receive a free consultation, or have her as your personal coach. That's drcynthiacolone.com. Visit the site today.